This new ruling will shake some things up.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. 5 years to play five is almost official. Our boy Mantis is finally in, and Auburn loses a wide receiver in that wide receiver room. We'll talk about all of that here in just a second, but before we do that, let's give a quick shout-out to Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Today's show is brought to you by Ford Stokes. You can book directly into his calendar for a consultation. Only members of the barn can do this. Go to Calendly, Calendly.com /Stokes. /Ford Stokes. And you can book an appointment directly into his calendar. You can get that free portfolio analysis. That's a $2,600 value, Social Security maximization report, and a financial plan that takes you all the way to 95 years old. Show them some love. Is Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Feels like we've been talking about five to play five for a really, really long time. And what do I mean by that? It's the new rule that seems to be voted on unanimously by the NCAA. I think there's one more formality step today, which is essentially just rubber stamping before it becomes like 100% the law of the land. What is five to play five? Essentially now the redshirt year is gone and you just get 5 years. You get 5 years to play. There's no more waivers, no more medical injury type stuff, no more anything. Your clock starts, I believe. Let's see what it says. Your clock starts either when you enroll in college, so like the semester you enroll in college, or when you turn 19, whichever one comes first. Okay, so if you were to not go to college for a few years and then go to college, doesn't matter, your clock started at 19. And it's going to be good. I think it's going to benefit college basketball the most, because it felt like if something wasn't done, the game was going to head more and more European. You were going to start bringing in more European players. Auburn really took advantage of that this past year. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But it was something that honestly needed to be done. There's a couple of exemptions. So I think if you go to – there's a couple of exemptions. I think it's pregnancy for female for obviously – women's sports, military. So if you go do military service and you come back and take advantage of your, I guess, your GI Bill, your clock wouldn't start until you come back. And then missions. So like, obviously BYU, that's a big thing for BYU athletes to do those missions before they come back and play sports. So there are some exemptions, but very, very few. So it's essentially going to make it to where you're not going to be able to be older than like 24. You're going to be the oldest you can be in college sports is going to be about 24, and you'll probably be like playing in your year of being 24. Like that'll be it. I don't see a ton of scenarios where you're going to have, you know, the Chad Baker Mazzaras, the TJ Finleys. There's some guys on Auburn's football roster this year that are taking advantage of, you know, COVID years and appeals and stuff like that. Like those things probably aren't going to be, not probably, those things just aren't going to be on the table moving forward. Whenever this comes out, obviously you look at, okay, this eliminates this for Auburn. But I always want to look at some guys that maybe Auburn, it could benefit. Who are some guys that maybe could take advantage of this and maybe play another year? And you don't have to go any further than Jeremiah Cobb. Jeremiah Cobb is playing in his fourth year. He started as a true freshman. This is like the old school, come in as a true freshman, and I'm playing in my fourth year as a senior. Just that, especially since like you throw COVID in there, that just doesn't seem to happen very often. But this is one where he could take advantage of that last year, theoretically. And with the way that running backs are valued in the NFL, he honestly may be able to make, I don't know, maybe able to make more money in college than he could in the NFL. And it really feels like, do y'all feel like his game's peaked yet? To me, it doesn't feel like he is 100% peaked yet. Like he's gotten better every year, and last year was the closest he's had the opportunity to, get there with the opportunities he was given. But man, it doesn't feel like he's really even scratched the surface on what he could become. I mean, this could be, you know, barring him just running for 2,000 yards this year or over 1,000 and creating a ton of draft hype, like this could be something that could be very, very beneficial to him down the road. So that was like the first one I thought of. Then I started kind of going through the roster, and it's amazing how many dudes are taking advantage of something, like taking advantage of some kind of, you know, I don't want to say loophole, but, you know, doing what was within the rules to be able to extend your career. And it's not anything crazy. Like there's not any, you know, six or seven year guys. There's a couple of 6 year guys like Chris Murray and Dallas Walker that would be, if it was just a window, like they would be outside of their 5 year window. But there's a guys like Chaz Nimrod, this is his fifth year. So his 5 years would be up. Byron Brown, that was one of the first ones I went to. He had a red shirt in there, and he's played 3 years. So now you just, you know, you play your fifth year, and that's kind of how that'll work. You just don't have to redshirt anymore. The red shirts were becoming a joke anyway. Like now you can play four games, but if you only played like one snap of the fifth game, maybe you could win an appeal, or if you got hurt in the fifth, like there were so many things you could do within that red shirt year. It just wasn't even really a red shirt anymore. And then they were talking about potentially changing it to where you could play 9 games in your red shirt freshman year. And then it's like, what are we even doing? And then postseason doesn't count against a red shirt. Like your bowl games don't count. So it's like, what are we, like this whole guise of this thing we're playing around this red shirt deal just doesn't even, nobody's abiding by it anymore. It's not, it's beyond its intended, it's beyond what it was intended for. It was intended for you to sit out, practice, learn the game, grow, get used to college, get used to the weight room, and build yourself up so you're ready to go and you don't have to do all that and lose a year of eligibility. That's what it was for. But then it just became, you know, it became silly. It became your waiver buffer. And now that's just not going to be the case. I've talked about this, and Ben and I have talked about it on Afternoon Delight, and I'm sure we're going to talk about it again today. There's some exceptions that there's some more exceptions that I think should be looked at. I think JUCO's one of them. I think if kids go to JUCO, it's hard for me. That extra year does help. But, man, when you're talking about the money you can make in college now, and you can't necessarily help it that you got to go to junior college, whether it be your grades or your size, you're a late bloomer, whatever, it stinks that those 2 years have to count against you. Now, if you're in college and then you step down the JUCO because of disciplinary or grades or whatever, that's on you. But if you start off there, I kind of wish they would figure out a way to work that in. Because think about it, when you go to junior college, how many times do like you really come into that next year out of JUCO and you're ready to go? Like there's a learning curve. There always is. There's one for Nick Fairley. Remember Nick Fairley came in And I think he was here that 2009 year, and you saw flashes, but it wasn't really until 2010 when the light came on. I think that's kind of the case for a lot of these guys, particularly in football. Basketball, it's going to really shut down a lot of the European market. You're either going to be young European, or, you know, you're just going to have to go to the NBA and try to do the NBA route, or just continue to play on those pro circuits. So baseball, I don't know how much of an impact it's going to have on baseball. I'll let Lindsey Crosby weigh in on that. But yeah, as far as the big ones go, it's going to be impactful, good and bad. So they're going to have to obviously adjust to that. And we'll see if maybe we can get some of these guys, some of these seniors this year. Rayshon Pleasant's another one that I think could play another year if he desired. Love to have him returning kicks for 2 years. We'll see what it means in the long term, but that's the deal. They're rubber stamping it today, and then it'll be implemented, and it looks like it's really going to kick off the 2027 athletic year, so starting in the fall, I believe. So this year, you kind of just fit where you fit, and then in 2027, it should kick in full force. We're going to talk about how this may have affected this big basketball edition. I say edition in quotation marks. It's really just making it official. As Mantas Rubštavičius is officially signed, and obviously everybody's fired up for that. But before we jump to that, we got to give a quick shout out to the PTAC Precision Tune Auto Care. Beat the heat, guys. It's getting hot. Get that free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis. And then if they got to fix anything and it's over $300, they're going to give you $50 off. Right off of Pepperell Parkway in Opelika. They're open now at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can drop it off early. And if you drop it off between 7 and 9 and they're doing all this stuff for you that's free, you can get a $50 oil change. There is no better deal anywhere near this. Anywhere near. If you're in East Alabama, it doesn't matter if you're in Smith Station, Phoenix City, Valley. Hey, I'm checking out Precision Tune Auto here in Opelika. I'm taking advantage of those savings. Show them some love, and then buyauburn.com. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're a business owner and you're an Auburn fan or an alumni, you need to be on here. There's no better value for advertising anywhere, period. It's less than $1 a day. You get your own listing, and then you get a chance to do your own business spotlight podcast. It's a no-brainer. And then if you're an Auburn fan, you got no excuse. If you say you believe in the Auburn family and all that stuff, you need to do business with Auburn people. You can do that with Auburn people everywhere by starting your buying process at buyauburn.com. So show us some love. Once again, it's buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. Basketball is sort of kicking off. Like, they're starting their practices, kind of trying to get everybody here reported. And essentially everybody's here, was here, except for your last two European guys, Mantas Rubštavičius and Narcisse Ngoi. And those two are really important. They're very, very important, as you kind of sacrificed a lot of potential players for Mantas. You overlooked several because of how good this guy is and how much they believe in him. I mean, this name was mentioned as an Auburn target, like, I feel like during the season. You know, I felt like, don't worry, they're going to get Mantas in the offseason, was something we were talking about in like January or February. It was always there. It was always just a matter of, can we get him eligible? I know Duke came in at one point in time and talked with him. Kentucky came in and talked with him. whoever was working with this particular relationship just blew it out of the water, like knocked it out of the park, because he was seemingly not locked in with Auburn, you know, forever. He committed to Auburn, but he was never announced as signed. And then yesterday morning, Auburn basketball tweeted out the little praying mantis meme, which I love. And we all, honestly, we have a t-shirt at aushirts.com that is the praying mantis, just in orange and blue. So that needs to become a thing. But they tweeted out the praying mantis, and that was yesterday morning. And then shortly after that, they announced his signing at right around 10 o'clock yesterday morning. So he's officially signed. He's on his way, and everybody's fired up for him. I think he played last year at like the highest level that you could potentially play in those leagues, came off the bench, and when he was coming off the bench, he was shooting 44% from three, something like that, like crazy. He's always been an elite scorer, elite shooter, elite slasher. But last year in particular, these last couple of years he's played, his three-point game has really, really taking a step up. It's fun to get another, you know, a 6'6", small forward, that's very athletic, that's very, very seasoned. He's played a lot of pro ball. If I'm not mistaken, I think he actually started these pro leagues when he was like 17 years old, maybe even 16. But yeah, he's the real deal. He's the real deal. He's joins, you know, I don't know 100% what the story is on Narcisse Ngoy. I don't think they necessarily are concerned anything necessarily about him, but you add the transfers of Mantis, Narcisse, you know, Thomas Dowd, who they really like early, Adam Olson. They feel like the shooting is exactly what they were looking for. Owen Freeman, you know, your big guy, and then George Kimball and Buki Aboye. So that's a big transfer class. It's going to be a whole new team to watch come November. So good stuff. You got your boy in. And then that's positive news. And then on the negative side, switching back to football, Duke Smith apparently has been let go from the football team. If you remember, he was close to a top 100 player in the class right after the 2024 class. You know, that was the big wide receiver class. And then you knew the 2025 class probably wasn't going to be a big wide receiver class, but you still were able to snag an elite athlete in Duke Smith, put him at wide receiver, probably could have been an elite safety too. And for whatever reason, man, it's just never seemed to click. I've been at a few practices. I don't question the kid's work ethic. I think he worked hard. It's just a matter of, it's bigger than just going out there and running routes. It's bigger than just going out there and catching balls and breaking tackles. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he had a touchdown in the A-Day game, did he not, from Tia. Like, he showed flashes of being able to be an elite player at this level. The consistency, I just don't know that was ever there. But you know what? He was only going into his third year, so he had time. It's just the new staff, are we all on the same page? And to be let go in June is a pretty big deal, because there's no portal. There's no way to add that roster spot back. So you know it had to be fairly significant for that to go down the way it did. I'm not going to speculate on, you know, exactly what it is. You get yourself in trouble that way. But regardless, there was a difference of opinion, and just know that Auburn gave up a roster spot to kind of let that, like, kind of close that chapter. So it's a pretty big deal. As far as that wide receiver room goes, I don't really know exactly where Duke really fit in anyway, because it felt like Brian Williams Jr. had kind of jumped into the number two outside wide receiver role. I think he even started in the A-Day game. Duke was kind of behind him. So, and all, you know, all the newer guys had come in and they were basically ahead of him. So I don't see it being a huge significant impact on the wide receiver room, barring like several injuries. So hate it for him, pulling for him. Was a big fan of his commitment, was a big fan of him in general, thought he could really be something special here. And he's just going to have to do it elsewhere. He's going to have to get it all together and do it somewhere else. So wishing him the best. Guys, we're going to get out of here. Let me know what you think about the five, the play five. I think it's good. I think it's simple. It's easy. There's not a lot of gray area there. Hey, you get it done in that window or you don't. It's that simple. And there ain't no, we're not going to court. We're not doing this. We're not doing that. You get in, you get out, and then we move on. And I kind of like that. Simple is better. Keep it simple, stupid. Y'all take it easy. We'll talk again tomorrow. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.